Come on, motherfuckers, I'll take on all eight of you.
Thank you for coming, Raylan.
We're on now.
Oh, hell yeah, baby.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah.
We're on.
What a rush.
What a rush.
What a rush. I think I said that a lot last podcast.
Well, bring it.
What? I'm back with more, baby. What's up?
Bring that back.
I just watched, what is it? Scary Movie, the first one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It is really bad.
There's a lot of sexism and racism and homophobia in it.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, well, it's 100%. Wild.
But I missed that part where it was like, what's that?
Yeah.
I used to have Scary Movie 4 on DVD.
Oh.
And I would just watch it on repeat because I was like 11 and I was like, what is this?
I love when you're a kid, your family owns some, you know, movies and those are the movies you watch. So I was very into Milo and Otis, which I feel like you would like.
Yeah. Actually, I liked it growing up. I don't like it anymore.
Not anymore?
It's horrible.
It's your least favorite dog picture there is.
If you rewatch it,
mm-hmm.
you could just see the dog suffering in
yeah,
each song.
I've heard about that.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah. So I owned that. I also owned Tango and Cash, which is a piece of shit Sylvester Stallone movie. And
these were all DVDs, not VHSs?
DVDs and Hot Shots Part 2, which I stand beside.
Whoa.
You're standing beside it right now. You can't see, but he's standing right beside it. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You guys do video for those, too.
Yeah, we do. They can see. What?
We're going to edit that in right there.
Put it in, baby.
Put it in her hands. What movies did you watch a lot growing up?
I watched a lot of anything that pretty much had Jim Carrey in it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I mean, that's who I am.
Super into Eternal Sunshine and just crying.
Actually, I just watched that during COVID.
It's a great movie.
I had never seen it
yep.
because I was like, I don't want to see anything serious. I don't know if it's, I don't want it to ruin my love for Jim,
yep.
you know?
I've never seen it.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
It's amazing.
The Grinch, yep. The Mask. My brother dressed up as the Mask for Halloween. When
Mr.
We were
Spencer?
Yes, Mr. Spencer.
I believe you.
We both.
Mr. Spencer.
I didn't realize that you guys were related.
Yeah.
Well, once you see me talking and looking like you, then it's like, okay, I've been growing the beard just to look like him. No more waxing for this lady.
That old parlor trick.
That was a small world.
It is.
So, what did you think of Eternal Sunshine?
It was delightful.
It's amazing. Michelle Gondry directed it.
I cried.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. I was such like, I was so shocked at the end, which yeah. I didn't think I would be shocked at. Because, you know.
She hasn't seen it, so.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I'm not going to give it away.
I honestly, I don't know if I can watch it like a movie that's going to make me cry anymore.
You
like
love
during COVID.
Crying.
It just I don't want anything to push me over the edge.
Yeah, you
know?
Got you.
I'm like right here in this little fragile balance and like,
well,
who knows?
She might watch it. So don't tell her the end of Eternal Sunshine. Just tell her the end of Ace Ventura.
I've seen
okay,
it.
Which one? I only remember the second one because that's my favorite one.
Uh-huh.
When Nature Calls?
Yes.
Yeah. That's my favorite too.
Wait a second. So the end of the first Ace Ventura really didn't age well because it turns out.
Oh, that one was very bad.
Yeah. It was a trans person. And then everyone, when they find out it was a trans person, they all throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a big age.
So amazingly. Yeah. Didn't age well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Don't watch the first
one.
Just
watch.
Skip to number two. Okay.
I hadn't even seen the first one.
I mean, number two is not great either.
Yeah.
It's,
you don't like the rhinoceros robot scene? Rectum scene?
Well, I think that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to ones where he's meeting the tribe in Africa and he's Bumblebee tuna, I can see your balls.
That was a good impression.
So it's like
really good.
So things like that where he's not pronouncing things right. And then when he gets the things in his legs and he's like,
and the rhino just being.
Yeah. Yes.
Coming out of the
rhino,
asshole.
I think it's a family favorite. Anyone can watch that.
Yeah.
I think that will always still be
off,
good.
Off camera, you just said you do bad impressions, but that Jim Carrey, that Ace Ventura was spot on.
Yes.
Why, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
I feel like you'd be good at a lot of impressions.
Oh, really?
I'm good. I'm very good at doing bad impressions.
Okay.
So I can do, I'm a Schwarzenegger, which we just heard a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Also, that doesn't smell like a fart. Oh, that's Sean Connery.
Okay.
And then, what else? I've been trying. I have him now, but I tried to do Obama. And when I did that, I tried to do it really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at.
I'd say your cadence is right.
It's not bad at all.
I'd say your cadence is right, but your voice sounds more like Jerry Seinfeld when you do it.
What's like the deal with pickles? Yeah. They're a cucumber, but they're in brine. Why aren't they just brine cucumbers?
That's as good as it gonna get.
That's pretty good.
I'm trying to think of anything
else. I'm loving these. I want more.
I haven't done Cher in a while, and I don't think I could just speak like her. I just used to do, do you believe in love after love? I can feel something inside my soul. I really don't think you're strong enough, no.
That's good.
You know what I think you could really do well is like a Celine Dion as well.
Yeah,
you got that sort of like,
what's the songs does she do again?
The Titanic theme song.
How does that one go?
In my dreams. That's good.
I see you. I feel you.
Sounds like Shakira, kind of.
Yes. Wait, how does that sound?
I'm on tonight and I'm
starting to feel. That's all. I could just do sounds in that, like not actual words, just.
Yeah. It's not wrong.
I'm on tonight.
That was good.
Thank you.
I think you just discovered a new skill that you have.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I got more guy ones than females, but I feel like, oh, you know what I got?
What?
Oh my God, Chandler Bing. Yes, you sound marvelous.
This is a great impression.
That's Janet, but also
Janice.
Sorry, because
she doesn't sweat the details.
The nanny.
Oh, yeah. Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher. Yeah. She sounds exactly the same. Mr. Sheffield. They have the exact same voice. They're not the same person.
No.
They could be the same person, but they're not.
Can I tell you that as a child, my three crushes I had were Kelly Bundy,
who's
Married with Children, who basically wore a lot of leopard print, and then also Janice, and then also Fran Drescher. Really out of type. Really out of type.
You did.
Outfits. That's what I liked.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're all very similar. I never even thought. I'm trying to think of how that.
They'll look like white snake groupies.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's it. Now I'm out. I don't think I got anything else. Maybe I'll bring it in.
As the episode progresses, you brainstorm if you have any more. Just bust it out. Who did you have crushes on growing up?
Ay, ay, ay. Did I have crushes? I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I was just so adamant about just getting everyone to like me and find me funny that, like, making sure
it's working.
A crush. To make sure I had a crush was like, that was on the back burner, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who I liked. I was on Gina's podcast and she was asking me that similar question. And I'm like, I don't remember. I did like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, fair enough. Very handsome.
Big fan.
Oh, you know, he got into a lot of fist fights in Vancouver.
Did he?
Yeah, he got thrown out of a lot of bars. He actually got into a fist fight, oddly enough, with friends of mine who are in a band called Down With Webster.
What?
Wait, why do I know that name?
They're a big band.
Oh.
They had the...
What's that song that they do?
They did a song that sampled Hall & Oates that was big.
No.
And then they had... He sucks. They're my friends. I can't fucking think of a single song right now. But
we'll edit it in.
He's like short and he was like, come on, motherfuckers. I'll take on all eight of you. They're like the pop rap Slipknot. It's like, I don't think you can fight all of them.
Hey, well, when you're doing drugs and you're drinking, you can conquer everything, baby.
I really loved, it was like Honey Boy or something, or the movie that he just did about his own life.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Sounds like a crier.
I cried. See, he just did this like dance video for this new song, and he's naked. And oh, you see a little dingling out, in it. Huh? You see a little peener in it, and I'm sorry, but he's hot.
He is hot.
He's peener or not, he's a hot boy.
I'd say with the peener, he's hot.
Yeah, with it, just a little nut.
Name of the episode. With peener, he's hot.
We love peener, it. He's hot.
Yeah.
But also the gal that's in it's a real babe too.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's, I think, doing filming somewhere in Vancouver right now.
Oh.
Great actress. Don't remember her fucking name. She's a new up and comer. But awesome. It's a great, great little thing. And it was okay. Nice. Childhood dream.
You got true. It?
I think yeah. I'm going to have to go and watch that.
Time to write an old diary.
I'm trying to think. Close I the loved book. Amanda Bynes growing up, too. Yeah.
What was it called? She's the Man?
Oh. Oh.
David Cross is in
such
that.
Such a good show.
Oh, yeah.
David Cross is the principal, I think, in that movie.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it in so long.
I saw it in the theater, so whatever.
Whoa, don't mean you to saw brag, it in theaters?
Yep.
I don't even think it came to theaters in my small town. What the heck? We had a Blockbuster, I believe. That's how we rented
That's
it.
That's cool. There's one Blockbuster video left, and you can rent it as an Airbnb and sleep in it. And what? Dan's nodding because he's the one who...
Rents it.
That was
what?
His idea. Yeah. That's where he's staying while he's in Vancouver.
Is it in
he's
Canada?
Sleeping on a pile of Uncle Bucks. No, I think it's somewhere in middle America.
That's wild.
Wait.
I'd stay there.
You'd stay there?
I feel like I've only been in like two Blockbusters in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. What?
We didn't even have a Blockbuster in my town.
Wait, how?
She grew up on a boat 94. And they don't float. 94. So.
Interesting. That's only 4 years younger than me. So I feel like you would have seen some, but yeah.
They just didn't like have them in my neighborhood at all.
Yeah,
fair.
We had like a off
more of a Rogers
block.
Video kind of neighborhood. Huh? I don't know why anyone have an opinion about
God.
That.
I was trying to have a good last 15 years of my life, and you just ruined it with a Rogers comment.
Raylan, let's say somebody just dropped you off in the middle of a forest.
Okay.
How long would you survive?
Depends how much diabetic supplies I have.
Okay, what if you had a bag of insulin?
A bag? First of all, that would be wild if they had them in bags.
Yeah, just a...
Like a vial in a bag?
Like
or
a Ziploc okay. bag.
Just loose insulin.
Yeah.
I think I would last maybe a week, and then I would slowly die.
What would happen?
Well, like my insulin, like you would start to get high blood sugars because you don't have the insulin going into you. So you would slowly, like I would get hot.
Yeah.
I would probably end up pissing myself all the time.
I don't know why that made me laugh. I'm sorry.
No, like
she's horrified.
Well, when I first got diabetes and I didn't know I had it, uh-huh. I was like 13, 14 uh-huh. and I was pissing the bed. I was pissing all the time. There was no time where I wasn't peeing.
Maybe that was Randy Neumeier's problem because she used to pee.
That's
the bed.
What I asked her about that. And uh-huh. they said, I think they tested her for that too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no. And then I'm pissing myself. So I'd start I'd probably piss a lot. Which would probably be bad because the more that you pee in an area, the more wildlife is going to come over, you know, and then you really got to fend for
or
yourself.
Stay away depending
well,
on the wildlife.
Well, it depends where you're staying. Have you watched like the, what is it, Alone? And they're in the middle of like a forest on the island.
Just
and
pissing themselves.
Just pissing everywhere. You have to hide your shit. Shit is treats to animals.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
They're treats.
They love it?
Yeah.
It's stinky. They want to eat it.
Fucking.
What do you think? I was a dog walker for most of my life.
Yeah.
And the amount of times I've had to fend off dogs from eating my shit is so many that I could not tell you the number. And I shit a lot in the woods because you're there all day hiking around. Sometimes you didn't have a chance. You have their morning coffee. You go up into the bush. You take a big old poop.
Yeah.
You got to fight off the dog. You have to like find, first of all, you have to find a spot off trail, which like is very uncomfortable trying to find somewhere that's not like
mm-hmm.
just a small trail that someone could go to.
Yeah. Mm.
Then you have to back up against find like something that you could wipe your asshole with because if it's not a clean cut.
Like poison ivy or?
Well, that's the thing. People are like, you hike so much, you should know what poison ivy is. I don't. I don't. But I know what a fir branch looks like. Okay. And yes, they're like, you know, they're not as great, but it will kind of like exfoliates your skin. Exfoliates it, and then you just, you'll fucking.
It's like a loofah really, of the forest. Oh.
The mouth across the undies, this girl had in her life. Not good. Anyone who's listening to this that thought they wanted to date me will not anymore.
She just made steady eye contact with Dan while she yelled at it. Was
I
great.
I have crusty poo undies.
He's never been more turned on in his life.
Yeah, no, that's. And so. Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm saying you gotta either pack out or dig up a hole and put your poo in. Like if you're going camping and you know there's no bathrooms around, you're supposed to like hide your shit because it attracts animals.
Okay.
Especially because like you're eating corn on the cob, you got hot dogs, you know? You're not gonna digest it all and it's gonna have some good smells.
A marshmallow or two.
Oh, ooh, yes, exactly.
Wait.
That'll make it sweeter.
Marshmallows are not vegan, so you wouldn't have that.
Well, there are vegan marshmallows called Dandies.
From Portland.
Oh.
This is true?
That's true.
This is true.
There's one grocery store there that has them.
Oh.
No problem.
I'm so sad that we can't go to Trader Joe's right now.
You know what? I've only been to Trader Joe's twice. Did not crack up to what everyone's talking about.
Yeah?
I just feel like they would have the vegan marshmallows there.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Probably.
You
know? I also went during a time where the veganism wasn't still like big.
Yeah.
I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago that I went to Chicago and that's where the Trader Joe's was. And there wasn't that many options there. Mm. It was also a smaller Trader Joe's. Mm. Like it was probably like I could see it like this room. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a big Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
It's crazy how RZA from Wu-Tang Clan has been vegan since 93.
What?
And he's,
I did not know that.
And I mean, as a touring musician at all, that would be difficult, let alone in the hip hop community.
Yeah.
It's like, and he said he just got made fun of and mocked and everything. He's like, and now he's like, everybody's trying to be like me now.
This is true. I think ASAP Rocky is
now. Lots of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a song, Bushka Boy, I think it's called.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Really?
Yep. I like Waka Flocka Flame went on Hot Ones, the Hot Wing show, on too many edibles and called an ambulance on himself and didn't even film the episode.
What?
He got too high. He got scared.
Oh,
and then the
God.
Only other time an ambulance was called to the set of Hot Ones was Coolio when he was trying to be cool, Leo, and he took the last hot sauce and coated the wing so much and then just ate it and then he got too hot and went face down on a couch and called an ambulance on himself. Bobby Lee shit himself on there and didn't even call an ambulance. So who's the real gangster?
That's, I would be surprised if Bobby Lee called 911 for any wild shit that he does. That guy's insane.
I feel like Bobby Lee would love you.
Oh, I would love him too.
Me too.
I saw him once live at Yuck Yucks here. Yep. And I was like, he was asking for an audience member and clearly he wanted a dude. But I was like, you fucking picked me right now. And
he wanted someone to sexually assault.
Oh yeah. 100%. And I was like, do it to me, baby.
One time I was in the front row at the Comedy Store and he came out and he saw me and I had pink hair and like stubble. He's like, what are you, an ethnic wood nymph? Flash Cuddy is one of my favorites.
I love him. Oh my God. He's wild.
Yeah.
He's a wild. He's got a podcast with his partner, right?
Yeah, Kalilah.
And it's
Tiger
like,
Belly. I love it.
Every time I see him doing anything, like I am never surprised. I'm just like, this is crazy, but I love it.
You know what I love? He would never liked cats until he started dating her. And then he fell in love with her cat and he's obsessed with it. Oh. And he buys it $10,000 a month in sushi.
Oh.
Cute.
That's why I want a lot of money.
That's true.
Same.
If I could give top quality food to any of my pets.
Yeah. Mwah. What kind of pets you got?
Currently I have a cat.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
What's your cat's name?
I've got a couple of like bugs around the house.
Do they have names?
No. The cat's name is Cookie.
That's cute.
I watched her eat a fucking fly.
Nice.
I watched her eat a fly. I didn't know cats did that. I know that they like will like hunt stuff.
It's a dominance thing.
It was
an alpha male thing. Cookie's an alpha male.
Oh, she's definitely alpha. Or wants to be. Yeah. Wants to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think she is.
I love on that show Hoarders. They were talking about how like the guy that started Hoarders was saying like, yeah, a lot of times like because before the show, he was just somebody who would go to people's houses who had too much stuff there and then they'd die and he'd clear it out. He's like, yeah, if they die in their house, usually their cats would eat their eyes. It's like, so I think that's kind of like, I love cats, but I think at the end of the day, their goal is just waiting around till you die so they can eat your eyes.
Yeah. Cookie stares at me at any time I'm in the room. She will stare at me at as long as she can.
Yeah.
From everywhere. I've got this like lampshade that has these dangly things and you could just see her. She sits under it and it's just like,
she thinks that you can't see her.
She's plotting.
She constantly looks like she's gonna fucking kill me.
She's either plotting or finds you very attractive, or both.
Confusing feelings.
The second one. Hey, look, I'm trying to fuck. I'm single, okay?
My cat thinks I'm hot.
My cat thinks I'm hot, baby. She's into me. I told her no, but she's in. She's in. I'm trying to think. I have had another cat that I was long-term cat sitting as well, where she almost looks exactly the same, but she didn't stare at me as much.
Oh, been insulting?
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like attention.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm in comedy.
Does this cat think it's better than you?
Yeah. I was like, come on.
Put a flea collar on it. Then we'll see who's boss.
Whoa, what?
I didn't say a shot collar. I said a flea collar, guys.
Oh, I didn't even know there was such a thing. Taking away all the fleas. Like, cats love fleas.
Oh, they're like, my friends.
The way you chip my back for me, baby. I don't know why I always go into this Italian mobster.
I love it.
Yeah, I do
this
too.
It's great.
You were on The Sopranos, weren't you?
I was. What's the one with The Sopranos? Is that the one where it's like, you come in here on my wedding day for my daughter? What is that one?
Oh, is it Godfather?
Oh, maybe that's Godfather. It's
Godfather.
I watched it. Surprise, surprise.
She's only seen Ace Ventura 2 when nature calls.
Yeah, and The Grinch and The Mask. And that's
it. I was obsessed with The Mask. Yeah. I had that on VHS and I burnt that VHS out.
Oh, really?
It's like got the little gray stripes now.
Too many viewings.
Fuck. Holy fuck. I didn't even know that was possible.
That explains your yellow suit you always like wearing.
This is true. And she paints her face green every morning.
Yeah.
She has to undo it when she comes on camera.
Well, they don't even know I have it right now. They don't know, but it's in black and white.
It's in black and white.
I don't know.
She green faced.
We've green screened this whole white background and her face. Okay, going back to me and surviving.
In the forest, let's talk about it.
Let's get rid of my diabetes. Say I'm healthy.
Okay.
I'm healthy. I'm not having to pay for a living. Well, I don't also like, first of all, I'm vegan. I don't know if I could kill something.
Right.
I might be able to fish. I might be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I also don't know if I could. I could catch a fish, but then the killing of it, I would be in constant state of crying.
Yeah.
And I don't know enough herbs and stuff. And there's only like, what time of the year are you dropping me off there? Is it going to be berry season? Am I going to be around when there's berries?
October 31st. So you are wearing a Halloween costume.
Oh no. Is it a warm costume?
Well, I don't know. What are you going as?
I don't have one yet.
Why did I choose to go as Cupid this year?
Why did I go with just my diaper? Fun fact, I just picked up diapers from my parents.
It's not a costume.
No, it's not. It's a very sexual thing. People might not know me, and that was a joke.
Yeah. Stay away, creeps. I winked after I said that. Fuck.
Also, I think if Like, say I'm with someone else, I think I would get too annoyed with them. Like, I'm one of those people where, like, I'm a team player.
Yeah.
But if you're a shitty leader, like, I don't want to be near you.
Okay.
I feel this.
You know?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to be the leader.
Yeah.
But I don't want dumb people to be the leaders.
Right.
And that would be, I think that would have a big effect. I also already talk to myself way too much.
Yeah.
Since been living with roommates for the last year, my one roommate says, and she's got told me a few times that I talk during our conversation to myself. So it would be mid conversation and then I say something to myself and she's like, what? And I'm like, what?
She'll say something and you'll be like, I don't know if I agree with that.
But an idiot. I wish it was like a roommate, maybe. I wish it was commenting, but it's just like I have a thought in my mind and then I'm like, just like, oh, I should probably pick up some lettuce.
Oh, and we'll be
having a serious conversation. Or then I'll just like start laughing to myself because I'm not actually paying attention.
Yeah.
So I think I'd lose my mind really fast.
Oh, with someone in the forest?
Yeah, with and without.
Because I think by yourself, you're doing more talking to yourself and you lose your mind quicker.
See, agree to disagree because I feel like for me, I can talk to myself, you know, there might not be anyone responding, but like I can just flush out a bunch of stuff. I don't have to be like, oh, I'm talking, there's so-and-so around kind of thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whereas like when there's someone else around, you're trying to talk and what if they're dumb? What if they're dumb and you gotta live in the forest with them?
The one
that I don't like is that naked and afraid.
I think it's naked. Yeah.
Like how could you just going out there, tits out, clits out, and you're just getting all, you're trying to live off the land, but you don't know the person. And you're like, hey, this is me. Like, I think that's crazy. And I would not want to see some, I think this is probably going to be sexist, but I think women are a lot more attractive to look at than a guy. So if I had to get paired with a dude, I would be like, absolutely not. Like I would not. I would
get
so fast and so angry that I would go by myself.
I thought you're just celebrating seeing Shia LaBeouf's dingling.
This is true, but this is like I'm in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
In the comfort of my own home.
So you don't want to see it if it's in the forest.
No.
Shia, put that away. That's what you'd say.
If it was Shia LaBeouf, I'd be like, first of all, he's gonna fucking kill me for sure. I love the guy, but the guy's fucking cuckoo.
Even worse, he might freestyle to you.
Does he rap?
Yeah, he went on, Dan knows what I'm talking about, he's laughing. He went on Sway in the Morning and insisted on rapping, but he's dressed like Indiana Jones for some reason. Oh, he was in one of those movies, I think.
Oh yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's right.
He was.
It actually was not bad. It was bad.
I don't remember seeing that one.
But anyone freestyling to you and you didn't want them to, that's bad. Especially in a forest on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing against people who obviously are losing it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you're in the woods with them, it's a different story.
Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not your
problem.
Also,
and then this is another thing, which is kind of polar opposite of it all, is I get too horny too much that like now I'm like, I can't shove a stick in my coot. I can't fucking, if I'm annoyed by this person, I don't want to fuck them. And then what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Die horny and like, like sugar high, I'm high on wanting to fuck,
yeah.
And then I die.
Just crawling.
Shitty way to go out.
Yeah, you got
to
crawl into a log for a little privacy from all the animals looking at you.
Oh, what do you think would be something if I was like, just say, like this might not happen, but if I was in the woods, what do you think would be a good thing to shove up your coot? That would be like cootable.
I know what it is. You find a stick to your liking as far as girth, and you wrap leaves around it.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
A little rainwater on top.
But that's the thing, though, is like, I don't know tons of leaves. Like, and
what
secondly,
if poison ivy?
If it's, and if it's October 31st, a lot of these things are old and fallen.
Right.
And then they're going to, you shove it in there, they're going to crust out inside.
Yeah. Right.
And then
break
you
apart.
Can't Kegel that much out.
Now you got yourself a yeast infection.
Yeah. And then you're dying with a yeast infection. You're horny.
It's even worse.
Your blood sugar's high. You're pissing yourself. You got seizures but going.
Do you
Silent
have to?
Is there.
Yeah, he's there. He's filming it for TMZ. But do you have to shove something in? Like, can't you just finger blast yourself in a log somewhere?
In a log?
For privacy, I already said.
I love the idea that it has to be in a log.
In a log.
Just the bottom logs are there that there are. First of all, big ass logs that would fit me in it. Second of all, hollowed out big ass logs that are safe to enter.
I mean, I assume you wouldn't want raccoons watching you finger blast yourself. So that's why you'd go into the log.
It's weird when animals watch.
Yeah. They're very judgmental and they gossip.
Do they?
Have you ever seen raccoon Twitter before?
I love the idea that you think a raccoon is definitely going to be out in the middle of nowhere. Raccoons, they have figured it out. They're in the city now.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do this backyard shit. Imagine raccoons I've seen on like skunks and raccoons are barely in small towns because they're like, this shit is not
small town shit.
They're migrated. We're going to the city and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stay out in the woods. What are they going to hunt and gather? No one's doing that anymore. Okay, no one's fucking doing that.
Is it 1988? I don't think so.
Right?
All right, well, who would be spying on you finger blasting yourself then? Probably like coyote?
I think a cougar.
Yeah. And then they'd kill you.
And you would never know.
Because you'd be dead by the time you found out.
Yeah, exactly.
They catch you with your pants around your ankles. Yeah. Literally.
And then they, hopefully you could still have pants. Hopefully the costume you're wearing has got pants.
See, I just pictured you dressed like Link from Legend of Zelda. I feel like that.
You know what I was actually thinking about that the other day? Because remember that System of a Down song that was about Link? I was like, Link, come to town.
Oh, yeah.
Come to Zen. The place of Zelda.
Oh, yeah. It was just to the theme of Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Such good.
Oh, System of a Down are so good.
Oh, I
know.
Them.
That was one of my favorite bands growing up, mm-hmm. which is wild.
That makes sense. They're the Jim Carrey of nu metal.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've never heard that before, but I totally agree.
I'm totally into that.
Yeah. Totally into that.
You heard it here first.
Wake up! Wake up! You want to do You want to do You want to do
Oh,
I don't think you trust.
You could do that impression. You do a mean Serge Tankian.
I love it.
This is the best episode of this show ever.
Yeah. I love it because it's not that genuine. It's not genuine, but I'll take it.
No, I'm serious.
Oh,
that forest conversation really greased my wheels.
I've thought about it. You're by yourself for a long time. You think about these things, you know? And also, you gotta think about it because the world's, it's burning, baby.
Yeah?
It's on fire.
Maybe we should go to the forest dressed as Link from Legend and Zelda then.
I mean, it would be dope.
Yeah.
It would be great. I don't think I'd survive, but I would try. That's all I'm saying.
We have fun while we were alive still, though. That's what matters.
This is true.
I'm just bringing down the podcast just so we can really feel
it. Bringing it down to a low sexual sound. I don't know what I'm doing.
A sizzle.
Oh my God, he's zoned out. He can't even handle it. He can't even handle it.
He looks like he's checking his own hearing.
Yeah, he's like, oh God, that's screaming
hear.
Of System of a Down was too much.
Dan's a 90s rap guy.
Yes. I was listening to, actually, I don't know if this is a 90s. This could be 2000s. No Diggity, No Doubt is one of my favorite
Blackstreet.
Rap songs of all time.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. Samples Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. It's very good.
Or Freak Nasty, Da Dip. That's another one.
Very good
that I
also.
Love. On your hip. When I dip, you dip, you dip. Put your hand up on my hip. When I dip, you dip, you dip. It's just that the whole time. And honestly, I think it's the first time that twerking came around.
Yes, yes.
Like, that's what really set it off.
It's like Babies Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot hinted at twerking.
Yeah.
Then that pushed it over the edge.
I think Freak Nasty before that? I think Da Diff was before that, no, to be honest with you.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back is like 91 or something, I think.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember seeing, I was a little kid, and for some reason my mom would let me stay up to watch Arsenio Hall when I didn't even understand the jokes. I just thought he was cool.
And it was cool.
It would get like really political on there, and I just wouldn't understand what was happening. Like, he had Louis Farrakhan on and stuff like that, and I was like, this is great. I'm eight. But he had Sir Mix-a-Lot on, and Sir Mix-a-Lot had a big butt in the background while during his performance.
Yeah.
And Arsenio's like, what's that mark on the butt? And he's like, someone shot it with an arrow at my show once. And I never forgot it.
What?
Yeah.
And he didn't have enough money to, like, first of all, how is there an arrow coming in?
I don't know. Yeah, people let archers into shows back then.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of archery, maybe not anymore, but there was a lot of archery when I went to Quebec years ago. Yeah, they're a big weird archery fans.
Yeah.
Medieval shit. You know, like medieval shit. They like to rollerblade and they like corn dogs. That's the only thing I took away from going to Montreal.
I know they've got like a big like sword fighting circle in Vancouver.
I feel like they'd be into LARPing. Yeah. Oh, in Vancouver, they're into sword fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of medieval weaponry.
It was like Claire's, though, when I went in 2000 and what is it, 6 or 7? It was like every corner of every like town area where there was like a mall, there was a fucking medieval store.
Cool.
It was weird as hell.
You guys are both yawning.
Weird as hell.
Nice I was about to burp.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to hold it in.
You don't have to let it all out on our show. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Wild. For some reason, I thought it came out later. I feel like I heard Freak Nasty before I heard Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That makes sense.
My mom knows all the words to Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
It's a mom's like that kind of song.
They love a big butt song. Any song about a big butt, they're in.
That's how it's conceived.
And, yeah, that yeah. And what was that? No, that's, no, was it? I think my mom also liked Usher.
The Usher.
Usher's Yeah song, I think. Oh, yeah. Or maybe it was one of those ones and she knew all the words.
I hope she calls him The Usher.
I love The Usher. Like, I was trying to think of Yeah and Usher and I just went, Usher.
I do that.
You guys ever had Ushers as a kid?
All right, Raylan.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on and talking about your impending doom if you had to be in the forest. Alexi and I will rescue you when that does happen.
Oh, thank you. Bring all your insulin. Bring your pancreases. I'm going to squirt out a little bit of insulin, please.
Anything for you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.